Well, we finally have bipartisan agreement. I'm an idiot.
Hello, and welcome to the latest Prickly City podcast. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me.
That is you.
And so we're glad to have you back. And yeah, apparently, here's the thing that's going on in my head is, how long do we have for this podcast? Because it gets rambling. I don't want
Not attention.
Janine tends to go to her happy place when I start rambling and doesn't pay attention. So I need you to pay attention, honey, and tell me if I kind of go off track. And briefly put up, maybe I'll just do bullet points. Impeachment. There are some who, with good intentions and good faith, feel that this was the right thing to do. I felt that there's an election coming up, and that was the time to make the case to keep or reject this president. But like I said, there are some people who think that this is absolutely the right thing to do. The Republicans falling in lockstep. It's become a cult. It's become a cult of personality, and it makes me crazy because this should be a cult of ideas and ideals for both parties. The Republican Party, and the reason I worked in Republican politics and considered myself a Republican for decades, was because I believed in some very simple intrinsic truths that worked for me and worked for me in terms of creating a political philosophy for myself, and that I'd then impose on other people through my work. all of that has kind of come to the head now, where we are as a country, where we are as a culture, and to be as honest as I can possibly be here, it terrifies me. It terrifies me where we are right now. You can't be a Republican unless you are in lockstep with this president. This president does horrific stuff. He lies to us. He makes terrible decisions, decisions that aren't conservative by any measure. By turns, I think the Democrats have lost their collective minds. And to use impeachment as a political bludgeon, which clearly they're doing, is, like I said, anyone within the sound of my voice think for a nanosecond that this was going to end up in any other way, that it was going to be judicious or thoughtful or mature? And I'm thinking back, and now I'm going to slip into old man talk, and then we'll go to comments.
Okay.
Back when I was a kid, I would run home during the summer to watch the impeachment proceedings. I was mesmerized by Sam Ervin and the senators having their hearings and then going to the impeachment hearings in the House. It was just mesmerizing, but it was also, they took their time. It was judicious. They understood that they had to convince roughly half of the country that the president should be removed. That's a big decision, and it's a huge decision in the life of our democracy. And the fact that this group has it, similar to the group that impeached President Clinton. There's definite similarities. I'm seeing the erosion, if not the total disappearance, of what I consider to be an important way to govern. And it breaks my heart. And so I'm going to be slamming hard both sides going forward during this whole process. I'm embarrassed for the Republicans, and I think the Democrats could have taken a different course. So there it is. That wasn't too bad, was it?
No.
Okay. People disagree with me.
Yes. Jeff S., he was actually responding to another person's comment and kind of saying, and Mr. Stantis seems to be falling into that hole as well, suggesting, like the other writer, that we should ignore criminal behavior, skipping the courts and due process, and letting voters decide. I'm sure a lot of criminals will go for that.
Yeah, that's not how it works. And that's the other thing about the Democrats that have really frosted my shorts, which is they don't, in fact, I'm working on a cartoon for a Counterpoint, one of the outlets now I have for my editorial cartoons, talking about the Democrats who's like, this is all about democracy. And he says, well, why don't we just leave it to the voters? Oh, they'll never do the right thing. They don't trust the voters to do the right thing. Make the case to them. Tell them why they should vote against this guy. And tell them why they should vote for your person.
Well, Pontiac Mick says, shouldn't have Trump not done what he has done in the first place?
Wait, what?
Shouldn't he have not done what he has done?
Yes, no.
Not done what he has done in the first place.
Don't misunderstand me. And there will be prickly cities in the future that will address this as well. That, yes, you don't go to a foreign country and ask them for dirt on your political opponents. You don't do that.
Doesn't even seem like you needed to have any kind of inquest or impeachment proceedings to know he did that. Just, what can you do, though?
Well,
what can you do besides that? He still has a year.
Yes, I do. And I think Americans, 50%, roughly, 51% think he should be removed from office. That's still right down the middle, folks. If I was, you know, Congressman Scott from Alabama or Illinois or whatever, I would definitely be leaning today towards censure, not impeachment.
But before you agreed with having the committee to...
Yeah, I think that... I don't have any problem with investigating things.
But what does censure do?
Censure
means,
is a black mark.
He would.
Yes. Yeah, so what does a ticket do? You're scared to death to be to be guilty of anything. You're guilty of, and you're censured by the House and the Senate. And I think both sides probably would have gone for that. He would have been only the second president to have been censured.
Who was the first?
Andrew Johnson.
Ah. Wow. He was impeached and censored?
Yeah. They couldn't get the impeachment. They couldn't get the Senate to convict him, so they censured him instead.
So could that still happen? That they impeach him and then censor him?
And other people have floated this idea as well, and the response is that it's gone too far. That it would be a black eye to Pelosi and the Democrats in the House. I'm not convinced of it. I think it shows that you're judicious and you actually took the process seriously.
No, I mean, they can impeach him.
Yeah.
And then censor him because it's not going to go through the Senate, right? They're not going to remove him from office.
No, Mitch McConnell's not going to. No.
So then you have both. Then he's been impeached and censored.
They could. Potentially. Yeah, I guess.
Well, you were talking about bipartisanship and that you had Nancy Pelosi say, two Dems against it is as bipartisan as we are going to get.
Yes. And you asked me the other day what I meant by that. And
because a lot of people asked.
Really? A lot?
Yes, because Christopher Shea said, maybe someday Republicans in Congress will develop spines and a sense of right and wrong. By the way, what do you guys think about the President of the United States asking foreign countries to interfere in our elections?
Well, I've already answered that.
Yeah. And Daniel M. Kimmel says, like it's Pelosi's fault the Republicans are cowards, traitors, or sycophants.
Yeah, well, I agree. But it's still...
So what you were saying is that it's just not going to be bipartisan.
Yeah, nothing is going to be bipartisan, and this isn't going to be bipartisan. During the Watergate hearings, the House voted, over 400 congressmen voted in favor of setting up the impeachment committee because they built the case, because they took it step by step, because they knew that they had to convince not just the Congress but also the American people, and they did. But that's not the world we live in today, and that's a shame.
Okay, there were also some comments where you had Carmen being called a rhino. So Brain Pudding says, yes, the evidence is damning. It confirms that the Dems have abused power to push another hoax about Trump. The evidence about Schiff lying about the whistleblower and Vindman being the direct and primary source to the whistleblower is very damning. That's okay, Dems. Keep praying. Oops, sorry, atheist, to use a trigger word. You're going to need thoughts and prayers to calm your soul as this continues to backfire and usher in an easy win for Trump in 2020. Again, every Republican, even the rhinos, voted against this phony impeachment.
They did, but I think they're afraid to get... Here's the thing. What makes them, you know, profiles in pudding is the fact that they want to keep their jobs. They like being congressmen, and they're going to continue to try to be congressmen, and so they're going to vote against this thing. Something wrong happened, and the president's admitted it. He admitted he tried to do it with China, for crying out loud.
Well, he said that on the news, so everybody heard him.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's something wrong here. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that there were better, smarter approaches, and you have to convince the American people. You can't treat the American people as I believe the Democratic Party does and is even now, treating them as idiots and treating them that they're just... They're not nearly as smart as the Democrats, and hence they make the wrong their vote for the wrong person. Well, make the case, guys. That's how this works.
So you were also talking about what the party used to be, that they were, you know, they believed in ideals and not just following a person. And Andy Litt says the GOP walked away from most of that 30-odd years ago. Only a handful of principled conservatives remain. Fiscal responsibility, limited government, self-sufficiency. Yet these are the people the media ridicules as zealots and kooks. Both parties have abandoned the old principles and loyalties. The GOP has sold out to transnational corporations, and the Dems have abandoned the working class for the entitlement class.
That's very well put. Who said that?
Andy Litt.
Andy, you did that. Yeah, that's wonderfully put. So what's left, you know? It's the reason there's no middle. You know, when we, again, oh gosh, I sound like such an old man. When I was a kid, but truly, when I was a kid, you had a Republican Party that had the likes of Ronald Reagan and Barry Goldwater, but it also had Richard Nixon and Nelson Rockefeller. The Democrats the same way. You had people like Scoop Jackson and George Wallace, but on the other side, you had George McGovern and Eugene McCarthy. So you, both sides had really broad tents, and neither side has that now. I mean, could you imagine being a pro-life Democrat? Would never happen. Could you imagine being a pro-choice Republican?
No.
Would never happen. Nowadays, it just wouldn't happen.
I mean, they're there, but they just can't.
Yeah, they just aren't. They don't get the microphone, unfortunately. So what else we got?
Okay, I think I'm going to end it on this. You also had the, the Republican elephant worshiping at the statue of Trump.
I love that cartoon.
So I'm going to end up with this Firefly quote that Robin Hood sent in. It's my estimation that every man ever got a statue made of him was one kind of some bitch or another. Malcolm Reynolds.
I love Malcolm Reynolds. That's yay. Who quoted him?
Robin Hood.
Oh, Robin Hood. Thank you so much. That's one of my very favorite shows. I love that show.
It was a good show.
It was a great show.
It was.
Good?
It was great. It was very good. Very good? I liked it a lot.
It was a great show.
Okay.
Why can't you say that?
Because I was thinking very good was the same as great.
It's not.
Oh. It was a great show. We liked it a lot. We watched it many, many times.
Joe Frazier was a very good fighter. Muhammad Ali was a great fighter. That's the difference.
Well, let's end it there.
Okay. Thank you, Janine.
You're welcome.
And thank you to our wonderful producer, Brian Altimer, who puts up with us.
He does.
He does. He's a very good man.
So he's a good man.
Happy Thanksgiving to him. And if you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, please do so by going to gocomics.com/prickly city. And you can register to get free stuff. That's gocomics.com/prickly city. It's free, and they send you a daily email if you want it, and get your favorite comic strips and editorial cartoons. It's like a little slice of heaven right here on Earth is what that is. It is. Anyway, and if you leave a comment, maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. How fun would that be?
Ooh, so fun.
The funnest. Now, see, that's great fun. Not just very good fun.
Great fun.
And also, if you want to contact us directly, please feel free to do so by emailing us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. Thank you, WGN and WGN Plus, for hosting this podcast. And most of all, a happy, blessed Thanksgiving to all of you who listen to it. We couldn't be happier that you are. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.